Okay, so one of the other questions that I have for you is, you mentioned earlier about truth and being rooted in truth when it comes down to willing the good in the other person. So we're going to be going into transcendentals now. And for those of you homies who don't know what transcendentals is, it's basically truth, goodness, and beauty. So with truth, what is it?
What is truth? That is a age-old question. Truth is anything that is in accord with reality. So we think about the fact that God is real and that we are created. Those are two very big truths that are like super fundamental to how we interpret reality. Okay. This is, as Catholics, we believe this to be true. And from there, our worldview is shaped. That and also the story of salvation, right? We think about Adam and Eve. We think about original sin. We think about God's promise to come back, to come back for his people. We think about the story of the Israelite people, and then fast forwarding to the time of Jesus, like knowing that Jesus is fully God and fully man, that he has come back for us to sacrifice himself for us. It tells us a fundamental truth about who we are. Right? So if we take these things as true, then it then informs again how we see the world and how we see ourselves. So when we don't have these truths, then all of the other truths that follow from that then start to crumble. Does that make sense? Is that what you were asking?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in terms of love, because love is so concrete and so rooted in reality, because you can't like imagine that someone loves you and then receive that. You know, that's not actual love, because an imaginary person cannot will anyone else's good. Okay? It's not coming from a real place. Yeah. Love only happens between real persons. So, and you can talk about how fictional characters love each other, but it's a story, right? It's in the story. But back to reality, it comes from real people, and it has to be based on true things, real realities, right? So when we tell someone the truth, like, that is the most loving thing that we can do. When we see to someone's real needs as in accordance with truth, we are loving them. When we, like, have you ever gotten something, like, for example, have you ever gotten a gift before that, like, you already had something similar, and so it didn't really, like, you didn't really need it?
Yeah,
versus something that you've been really asking for, something you really, like, I really need this, or, like, I really want this, and someone gives it to you.
Right.
It means so much more, right? It's coming from a more loving place because there's a real need there. There's a real desire. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I never thought about it that way, but I'm just saying it now. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what truth is. Mm-hmm. And in relation to love, it needs to be rooted in truth or in reality of what's good for the other person.
Yes. Yeah. I've heard it said that truth without love is cruelty. So think about, like, if you were to just tell the truth to someone, like, but it were to be, you know, inconsiderate, it were to be unkind, unkindly said or whatever, it's just cruel, right? But if you have love without truth, it's just abandonment. Like, and it's not actually, you miss out on the actual, like, if it's not rooted in reality, then it's just, you're abandoning them to themselves, right? Or it just ends up being boiled down to sentimentality, and that's also not love.
Mm, It's just emotion.
It's just well wishes, and well that's wishes. Not the same.
So both unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Another truth bomb.
Boom, as we're talking about truth.
I love it. Okay. So that's what's necessary. Wow. Okay. So, reflecting on what we've just been talking about with truth, with with love and how that's important as far as identity and who we are, whose we are. Mm-hmm. I want to ask another personal question for you. Mm-hmm. Like, what did love in relationship to who you are, asking that question to yourself, what did that look like for you before that? Mm. And what did that look like post that?
Good question. So let me just repeat the question so that I know what I'm answering. What did my idea of, like, how God loved me? Or can you repeat the question?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So what I'm asking is, how did your relationship with who you are as a daughter of God look like before that and after that?
Oh, good question. So, I think before Net, I had this idea that God wanted me to perform a certain way. He wanted me to do the right things. And I took a lot of fulfillment in not sinning. Like, I really did. And doing good things and all these things, but I think for myself, it started to twist into, this is all that God wants me for. Mm. And it led to a lot of self-reliance. It led to a lot of pride. And then when I got to Net, it was like, there was no room for that. Mm. Like, I really couldn't do that without really hurting other people or really hurting myself or, like, not being fruitful in ministry, because I needed God. And I think what God taught me through, like, you know, I was speaking about fall training and learning more about my identity as his beloved daughter, just teaching me that it wasn't all about that, the discipleship, that he was not just about me performing. He just wanted me. And that's all I have to give.
Mm.
And that's all he wants. So.
That's beautiful. That's real beautiful. Thank you for sharing a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think is the biggest lesson you got from that? In your time in service? I know there's probably a lot, but you know what? I'll do this one. Top three lessons that you've gotten away from that.
Top three lessons from that. I was talking about this with some missionaries the other day. The three things that I learned are that suffering is the way to union with Jesus. He also taught me that men are good. And he taught me that if I listen to him and I'm in relationship with him, everything is better. Relationships, my work, the way that I see myself, like, if it's focused on him, everything else falls into place. And I've experienced that personally. Like, we see that in scripture, but there's something to be said about experiencing that and putting myself out there in order to experience that. Like, it's a risk, because if I didn't do that, things would still be familiar. you know, like life would just keep going. But but for me to take the risk of saying, no, I'm going to put this in God's hands, it's totally different. And you can tell the difference very tangibly. So those are the three things I learned from that.
That's powerful. Thank you so much for sharing.